It's time now for another installment of What We're Reading. This week, producer Tammy Bobrowski talks with international best-selling author Tammy Hoag about her latest book, The Bitter Season.
Minnesota, it's near and dear to my heart, of course. I love the setting. I love being able to use the setting almost as another character because the weather takes on a life of its own and can actually impact the story.
That's international best-selling author Tammy Hoag talking about her latest psychological thriller, The Bitter Season, and why she chose Minnesota as a setting. I ask her about her early career as a romance writer and her attachment to her recurring characters. We start our conversation talking about what goes into making a psychological thriller and why her readers love this genre.
For me, a story is always about the psychology of the characters and the dynamics of their relationships. So whether that story is a comedy or a drama or a romance or suspense, so I think when you bring it to the suspense market and to that genre, you're taking the action of a thriller and the plot of a thriller, but you're taking it into that deeper realm of what's going on psychologically with the characters. And I think readers really enjoy that. People have a desire to know why people do the things they do. So, what could bring someone to the point where they would think that murder was a viable choice to make? What would bring somebody to a place in their life where they are in a position to be a victim and things like that? I think people just really want to get into the heads of the characters and know these things.
Do you happen to have a background in criminology or law enforcement?
Well, I kind of do now. I've not gone to school for these things, but I was thinking the other day, I've been doing this for a long time now. I've been studying psychology and studying criminal psychology for 20 some odd years. As a layperson, I do have that education. I got it by an odd means, by doing research for books rather than going and formally studying.
The Bitter Season is book 5 in your Kovac and Liska series. They're Minneapolis police detectives. Why did you set the series in Minnesota?
Well, I'm from Minnesota originally,
right.
And I like the qualities of the Midwest. You have that good Midwestern work ethic and the Midwestern philosophies of life, that good salt of the earth kind of people that you find in the Midwest, and then you take something that's so jarring and so terrible as crime and kind of juxtapose those things, creates a great tension, I think, for the story. And then also, Minnesota, it's near and dear to my heart, of course. I love the setting. I love being able to use the setting almost as another character because the weather takes on a life of its own and can actually impact the story.
Right. It's very bleak, as you kind of set up in a lot of your scenes so far.
Yeah, that time, that's like my most hated time of year, personally, so I decided that I would draw on that. The beautiful part of fall is gone when this story is opening, and everything is dead and dying, and days are shorter, and the year is almost over, and what lies ahead are months and months of cold and snow, and so it creates that sort of dismal, bleak feeling.
You've been writing about Kovac and Liska since about 1999, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
What do these characters mean to you?
Well, by now they're like old friends. These two cropped up in a book called Ashes to Ashes, and they were secondary characters. They weren't the focus of the book. They were necessary to the story to investigate serial murders. As I got to know them in that story, I just really liked them. I liked how they were with each other. I liked their banter, and I liked the way they interacted with one another. So when that book was done and I was on to do something else, I thought, I'd like to spend some more time with these characters and develop them further and see, what are they all about and where did they come from and what makes them tick. So over the years, I don't write a series in a real traditional linear sense. I'll skip around and go to another setting and write about a different set of characters, and then I'll come back and revisit them. And it really is like coming back to see old friends and catch up with them.
Now, The Bitter Season opens with the murder of a cop, Ted Duffy, who is shot from a distance. Mm-hmm. One minute he's chopping firewood, the next he is dead on the ground. But yeah. The murders of Professor Chamberlain and his wife are really up close. They're really grisly. How do you decide how much violence to show to your readers?
In Ted's case, I wanted that distance, and I did want that sense of, here he is doing something that's very ordinary to his life, and he's thinking about what's going on in his life. He's not very happy, and he's kind of reflecting on where he's at. As we go through our day, we're just doing what we do and thinking what we think, and we kind of live on the assumption that this is going to go on forever and ever, and boom, in the blink of an eye, it's done, it's taken away. In the case of the Chamberlains, that was something that I wanted to be very personal and very in your face, because I think violence of that nature, when it's like one-on-one and up-close violence, it's horrible, it's horrific, it's terrifying, and it should be. I want the reader to feel that. I want them to feel how terrified they would be if they were in that situation. To start the case off like that invests them immediately.
How do you take on a character that would commit a crime like that?
That's an interesting question. Because people ask me, does it bother me? Does it haunt me? Do I have nightmares and all of those things? And the answer is no, because those are the characters, those are the kinds of people that I kind of try to keep a clinical distance from when I'm studying those characters, when I'm studying those, the real-life criminals and trying to figure out what makes them tick. I try to look at that from a very clinical perspective. What brought this person to this place? Why did they develop this way, to where this kind of thinking, they were either driven to it or they find it acceptable or they find it desirable or whatever. It's got to be done in a very kind of clinical way. I'm very particular that the psychology is accurate and that their actions follow in a logical way.
You're listening to What We're Reading on Northern Community Radio. We're talking with best-selling author Tammy Hoag. The Bitter Season is her most recent book. It's the latest in the Kovac and Liska series. Tammy, the plot of The Bitter Season has several side stories, lots and lots of characters. How do you keep track of all this as you write?
Well, I don't write from an outline, so I don't have any kind of big scoreboard set up with to keep the characters straight. That's just not how I operate. I kind of do things almost backwards that way. I start with the crime that's central to the story. I know some of my primary characters. I don't know everybody. I learn a lot about characters as the story unfolds in an organic way. And I kind of write the outline. Really, it's just a timeline. I keep a timeline as I'm writing so I know what happened when in the book, and I can refer back to that. Did they have this conversation back in this? When was the last time I visited these characters? But there's not some big plan laid out where I can see how that falls. It just has to kind of fall naturally.
You've written many other series and also many standalone books. Do you prefer writing one type over the other?
I always used to write standalone books, as I came out of the romance field, and you don't really write a traditional kind of series that way, or at least I didn't, because you normally wrap up for your protagonists, you wrap everything up by the end of the book. So there's either you have to take them out of their happy ending and put them in some kind of jeopardy or put their relationships in some kind of jeopardy, and then fans don't like you for doing that. Or, you have to spin off from other characters or something. So I came out of a background of writing standalones, and I wasn't really geared mentally for writing a series because I get bored easily. So, if I'm reading a series, I want characters to resolve their issues at some point in time. I don't want the three books down the road, they're still having the same, they haven't resolved anything, and I want to move on and deal with somebody else and do something different. So I've kind of been the accidental series writer. I'll write a couple of books with this set of characters, and then I just need a break from them. I need to go and visit somebody else, do something different, and see a different setting, and come at a story from a different viewpoint. And then I'll come back to these characters. I'm taking a break from them now. The book that I'm working on now is set in South Louisiana, a different set of characters. But I'm still already thinking about, what's going to go on with Kovac and Liska? We move forward with them, and how do their lives change?
So was it an easy transition to go from romance to psychological thrillers?
Well, it actually was. And when I started out, I actually started out writing romantic comedy. when I tell people that and they're familiar with what I do now, they're kind of like, you know, they get a little bit of a whiplash. You know, what? How did you do that? But, you know, like I said before, it's all about the psychology of the characters and the dynamics of their relationships. So you can come out at a comedy from that perspective. You can move into something much darker with suspense. You know, so that's what I did. I started with romantic comedy, and then I played with different elements. And I didn't want to be pigeonholed into writing the same thing over and over. And so I would dabble with other subgenres and really liked the suspense element and liked being able to look into the darker side of our human psychology. And so eventually that just pulled me over to living in the dark side all the time.
What is next for you? What are you working on now?
I'm working on a book that it'll come out next summer. It's set in South Louisiana in the Bayou Country, which is a setting I've done numerous times in the past, but it's been quite a while. I get a lot of mail from readers asking to go back to that setting. You know, it's a great setting for suspense, of course, and it's, you know, it's very rich, and there's a lot of great detail for locale and even right down to dialect, and I have a lot of fun writing about that part of the country. So it's characters that I introduced in a book called The Thin Dark Line, and that's been, gosh, I don't know what, 95, 96 or something like that when I wrote that book. So I've had a lot of readers ask me to bring them back, and I finally have a story that I think will be a really good vehicle for them. It deals with a murder of a child. Someone comes into a home and murders a 7-year-old boy, but leaves his mother alive. And it raises all kinds of questions. Who would do something this horrible, and who would leave an adult witness behind? So it's going to be a very intriguing book to write. It's very, very dark and twisty.
That was producer Tammy Bobrowski talking with international best-selling author Tammy Hoag. The Bitter Season is Tammy's latest book, now available in paperback. Join our What We're Reading community on Facebook, where you can tell us about what you've been reading and get recommendations from other readers. Visit us, kaxe.org, for the link. What We're Reading, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the people of Minnesota.